This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. This is Macca, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Gil Vasquez. How are you, Gil?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, quick question. Espresso martini in Melbourne, you going to try one?
I am absolutely going to try one.
Because you're Colombian heritage, so you know about coffee.
Well, I have Puerto Rican heritage.
Puerto Rican, okay.
But a lot of the coffee we drink is Colombian. So we love strong coffee, and the coffee I've had here so far is fantastic.
Excellent. Well, with a martini, you're going to love it.
I can't wait.
Now, so the exhibition, Keith Haring's work. Keith passed away in 1990. And the foundation was formed. You've been a board member for a very long time, and in fact, 30 years?
30 years.
God. It's a long time. And the foundation, what were the aims of the foundation when Keith set it up? What did he want it to achieve?
Interestingly, initially he wanted us to pay attention to HIV-related causes.
Yeah.
He wanted us to take care of children. He cared very much about children, and he obviously wanted to further his own legacy.
Mm-hmm.
For him, that I think included even a Keith Haring Museum. You know, we were not really able to grant that wish, the Keith Haring Museum, but I think what we've done up to now in terms of furthering his legacy has been, you know, I think he would have been very happy about it.
So there isn't a museum, but it's actually, you know, the exhibition in his works travels, and you know, the NGV in Victoria is an incredible institution, and it's the exhibition is here called Crossing Lines, and it's from 1st of December, I think, to the 13th of April.
I believe so, yes.
So it opens on World AIDS Day, which is quite significant, isn't it?
It is quite significant. You know, it's interesting now what HIV AIDS is to the world now.
Mm.
You know, if you were born maybe in the 90s or the 2000s, you don't have any friends or any family that died
of
HIV, like maybe somebody in my generation did.
Yeah.
So the danger of that, while that seems good, it seems like it's a good thing, the danger of that is that there can be complacency.
Yeah.
And not much attention given to the disease. And, you know, it can be harmful, and it can spread again, and there can be just, you know, really bad consequences.
And there's no greater vehicle for spreading awareness than art. You know, at the end of the day, you know, people want to see art, and they come in to see that, and then they'll get some other messages. Excuse me, I think one of the interesting things, you know, about the aims of the foundation are awareness of HIV, but also looking after children. Keith was famous for a lot of public space art. And that, you know, in Melbourne, of course, you know, we have Hosier Lane, which you should have a look at, which is not far from here when you're going for that martini.
Yep.
But, you know, public space art has a very fine tradition of pushing the boundaries and, you know, sending a message that people don't always want to hear.
Well, Keith was very, very much an activist. He spoke truth to power quite often. And you know, art was his weapon of choice. Whether it was highlighting HIV/AIDS, whether it was anti-apartheid, if there was an injustice out there that was obvious and that he didn't feel was being addressed, he did it through art.
And there's probably never, you know, we talked about, you know, in some instances, a bit of complacency with people potentially around HIV, and also, you know, understanding you know, the pressures and the, you know, the children face in today's world. So it's really, it's just as, it's more relevant now in many ways than it was all those years ago, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we are potentially in a moment where we can see the end of AIDS in our own lifetimes.
We never thought we'd be able to say
that. We did not ever think that.
Yeah.
And we are closer to that reality. And how great would it be to be able to end the disease that took my friend's life?
And look, I'm in the same boat. In a previous life, I was CEO of people living with HIV/AIDS in Victoria here. And yes, you know, many people are no longer with us and many battles have been fought. I do think we're at the point where we will have the ability to see the end of AIDS, whether we actually see the end of it. But yeah, this exhibition is really important. It's important to you personally, I understand that, but, you know, to lots of different communities, for I think the message of hope and commitment and art, putting all them together, that it sends. That, you know, we can hope, we can be committed to a cause, and we can use our art to advance that.
Absolutely. And you know, interesting to see Keith's work next to Jean-Michel, his contemporary, yes, his dear friend, his sometimes rival, you know, very near each other, coming up in the same time, is really super interesting and inspiring.
Mm. So in the exhibition, are there a couple of pieces that you're particularly fond of, or do you think people should have a look out for?
Oh my goodness!
I know, actually, the difficult question.
It's tough to pick a favorite. I think from the Jean works, I believe the Jack Johnson piece, mm-hmm, is my favorite. It is very sort of brutal,
yeah,
and very raw. Jack Johnson as a historical figure to me is very similar to Jean-Michel.
Yes.
And for Keith, I think the most striking piece to me is the Prophets of Rage. Really political, really direct. Again, speaking truth to power.
Yeah.
It's a message that, coming from who he was, is interesting in and of itself.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think Keith would say today if he was here for this exhibition? What message, apart from his art, do you think he'd be saying to people?
I think he would be very much against what is happening in the States and what is happening in a lot of places in the world, where right-leaning politics are dominating, and it seems that we're going backwards in some way. In some way, the Trump administration is very similar to how he perceived the Reagan administration and how sort of not forward-thinking that administration was, and how unreactive it was to the HIV AIDS crisis.
How many years to actually
say
the word?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Had there been a more sort of calculated response to this, rather than just ignoring it, you know, maybe there would have been less death as a result.
And I suppose, you know, when you compare that with the, you know, the response during Reagan with the response in Australia to HIV, and that it was very bipartisan, and you know, there were some hard-hitting campaigns, some controversial campaigns, but you know, both sides of politics united, you know, in identifying, you know, in saying, okay, how do we reduce transmission? Of course, then, you know, medication was virtually non-existent.
It was non-existent, and there was stigma associated with...
Which we still have.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, sort of systemic things that we had to fight in order to really get to the solutions.
Mm.
And that took longer than it should have.
Look, I think, you know, I'll be coming to see the exhibition, and, you know, for me, I'm really quite excited to see some of the art. I'm familiar with some of his work, but it's the message, it's the political message that is so important that we all hear it.
It really is. I think Keith felt a responsibility to use his voice and use his platform to bring attention to certain causes. To be a better human, to bring relief to people and to be helpful while he was on this earth.
26 years ago, this December, World AIDS Day, Joy's first broadcast on World AIDS Day, 26 years ago.
Wow.
And, so for us, it's an honour, to be speaking to you about this very issue and about this exhibition and about the art. So we don't forget, how Joy came about. The first LGBTI full-time radio station in the world, that was a couple of years after that. But one of, I think, only 6 or 8 currently in the world.
Wow.
But, our support of people with HIV/AIDS and the battles that we've fought, and so many of them, have been facilitated through art. So I'm very envious of you to be on the foundation, to have a major role to play and to bring this exhibition here. To be talking to us.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm thrilled that the NGV is showing Keith, showing Jean, and reintroducing some of this political activism through art to a new generation that didn't experience it, that heard about it secondhand, that, these kids don't know. These kids don't know anyone that has died or even has HIV. So it's different for them.
And I think, the way people perceive it obviously is very, very different to how you and I perceived it and how you and I, over those 30-odd years, how we've perceived it. So I want to thank you for giving us your time. Thank you for your role with the Foundation in this work. It is really, really important. It's incredibly important. I hope... how long are you in Melbourne for?
I'm here till the 2nd of December.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sure the NGV folk will be giving you lots of advice of where to go. Take the time to have a look around. As I said, Hosier Lane.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. We love it. Where are you based personally?
I'm based in New York.
Yeah.
Lived there pretty much my whole life.
Yeah. Well, coffee and public space art is pretty important in Melbourne. But again, Gil, thank you. Hope you have a lovely time. Thank you for your work. It's really important.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. If you want to find out more about the exhibition, go to ngv.vic.gov.au.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.